So, talk about the game tonight, your thoughts. What do you expect to be different in this game tonight versus the last one?
Well, totally expect them to come out more aggressive. I expect Diana and Cappy pretty much to take the game over into their hands and come out with a focus and different mindset, different mentality. They're playing at home, so things are going to be a lot different in terms of how aggressive they play. But so with that in mind, we need to be extra focused and get in every set of loose balls and, you know, just ready to take whatever they give to us.
Do you have any sense? I mean, you have to win one out of two as opposed to two in a row. Does that take some of the pressure off?
Of course it does. Of course it does. Winning the first game is always very important, especially us winning it at home and just coming in here, you know, with the mindset to steal one, you know, steal one on the road. And that's pretty much all we got to do. I mean, it's easier said than done. But at least we know that right now, it's better in our favor to just stay one.
Better be up one than down one.
Exactly.
Okay. You know, the folks here, Bridget Pettis and Ann Myers-Drysdale, all really speak very highly of you and talk about the development in your game over the last couple of years, the addition of your jump shot, being able to play face-up. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, as a player, with me, my mentality is I always want to get better, you know. I don't think that I'll ever be to my perfection as a basketball player. I don't know when that's ever going to happen. So that gives me the drive to, you know, want to learn something new and want to, you know, develop my game, because the game is always growing, and I can't become complacent, because if that ever happens, then that's when I need to quit basketball.
Always looking to improve.
Yeah, of course. You know, in anything I do, I don't want to be average at anything. You know, I want to be the best that I can be. And, you know, and that takes working hard. That takes, you know, developing your game one way or the other. And that's what I try to do, especially when I go overseas and off-season. I try to build my game in one aspect of the game.
So it's an interesting point. You use the off season, which is actually a longer season, obviously, and you know the financial stakes are a little bit higher, to work on your WNBA game, or the other way around.
Of course, yeah. I use my off season to work on my WNBA game, and because, you know, like you said, it's a longer time. So, and then overseas, you pretty much just play one or two games a week, so you have a lot of time to really develop. Aspects of your game, and it's a level of practice, and then you actually have the game itself to put that in. So, because the WNBA is so much faster, you don't really have time to like work, you know, individually in your game, because the games is like back to back, or you know, every other day. So, yeah,